It is 6 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A manhunt underway across New York City. Police searching for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on some clues.
Sources now say bullet casings recovered at the scene have writing on them, including the words deny, defend, and depose. But police overnight not identifying a motive for the attack. Thompson's widow telling NBC he had received threats, but saying she doesn't know the details. UnitedHealth is the largest private health insurer in the U.S. Among companies in the health insurance market, UnitedHealth ranks highest when it comes to the percentage of claims denied, nearly twice the industry average.
The 64-year-old grandma who disappeared while looking for her cat outside Pittsburgh is believed dead. Police think she fell into an abandoned mine, a 30-foot sinkhole. Two kindergartners in critical condition after being shot at their school in Northern California. The gunman had been at the school for a meeting with the administrators. He shot and killed himself afterwards. This is ABC News. More upheaval in South Korea. The president there now replacing his defense minister as opposition parties move to impeach both of them over the president's short-lived declaration of martial law. Things just aren't adding up for kids in math class across the country.
Scores from the test called Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study found from between 2019 and 2023, American fourth graders dropped 18 points in math. Eighth graders dropped 27 points. Globally, the U.S. scoring only mid-pack, easily surpassed by countries in Asia and Europe. Experts say too many kids are missing class. About 17% are described as often absent.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. Things are adding up for people holding Bitcoin. For the first time ever, the price of one Bitcoin has topped $100,000. Cryptocurrency prices have been on a rocket ride since President-elect Trump's Election Day win. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Partly cloudy today, blustery and cold. A high of 23, northwest winds 12 to 22, tapering in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 9. Friday, partly cloudy, slightly warmer, a high of 29. A few clouds Friday night and 17. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 40. And Sunday, 50, with a slight chance of drizzle by late evening. This morning, it's a cold one. We did pick up about a half inch of snow last night. A daytime high yesterday of 36, although it didn't feel like it. A wind right now around 10 miles per hour. The actual reading is 6 degrees above zero. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Thursday, December 5th. Here at the WRCO studios, it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
sandals on his feet, and I stopped to help him and lend him a hand. He said, I love you so much, but you must understand, silver.
We start the day in a positive way, Dolly Parton and Silver and Gold, a song written by the great Carl Perkins. And before that, the Gaither Vocal Band and our national anthem. Hello there, friends. It's time for us to get together again. How do you like this weather? Oh, boy. Well, you know, it feels like January, so maybe we get January weather out of the way. It'll feel like February and January. I don't know. But nonetheless, another snowfall. So we've had a couple of cat trackers this week, a little bit of light snow. And word of the wise, there could be some slippery areas. I noticed that this morning, just at some of the intersections and whatnot. That'll improve this morning. But if you're headed out and about early, you may want to be aware of that. And some of the walks and driveways with that snow kind of compacted, it could be just a little bit slick this morning. So maybe be a little bit careful. I didn't even realize it was snowing. I talked to Tim Feed last night, and I was kind of snug in my Snuggie watching TV. And he called and said, yeah, we've had about a half inch of snow. And it's hard to tell that because the winds were like 90 miles an hour. But oh well. That was a challenge yesterday, too, with that wind coming along there. And
there were times he talked about, like, even whiteouts in the state where it was snowing a little bit. But I was driving down by Spring Green. It was more of what you would call like a brownout because it was blowing the dust and the dirt and, across the road. And it was like a brown fog trying to see through there. So it was a bit challenging yesterday. It looks like we weathered the storm. We've at least got that strong, heavy, ridiculous wind out of the way now. And it's just cold. Let's start those chores. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line, and I'm messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. My clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking, and I'm begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 50% off all kitchen towels, socks, oven mitts, corksicle items, and stickers. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
His name was Sandy Slayfoot, and oh so sad was he. For though he stood just 4 feet tall, his feet were 3'3". He tried to help make Santa's toys, but with his feet so long, he'd trip and fall and break them all. Just everything went wrong. Now little Sandy Slayfoot, don't you feel so blue? Even with your feet so long, God has a place for you. The other kids made fun of him, they laughed at him with glee. But Sandy Slayfoot learned one day, without skis he could ski. So when the night for Christmas Eve, the reindeer stable burned, he skied downhill and saved the deer, remembering what he'd learned. Now everybody loves him, and Santa loves him too. And ever since on Christmas Eve, he's helped bring gifts to you.
Little Sandy Slayfoot, don't you feel so blue? Even with your feet so long, God has a place for you.
The other kids made fun of him, they laughed at him with glee. What Sandy Slayfoot learned one day, without skis he could ski. So when the night for Christmas Eve the reindeer stable burned, he skied downhill and saved the deer, remembering what he'd learned. Now everybody loves him, and Santa loves him too. And every since on Christmas Eve, he's helped bring gifts to you.
Jimmy Dean with a Christmas memory right there. Sandy Slayfoot on WRCO Radio. Thursday morning. Good morning. A reminder today that Celebrate Recovery RC meets every Thursday night from 6 until 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available starting at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church. And Vernon County Over 50 holds Tai Chi exercise every Monday and Wednesday from 1 until 1:45 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua, the Ontario and Reedstown Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
520, a look at sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Lots of boys and girls basketball games scheduled for tonight, and a few wrestling matches in the area as well. As winter sports continues this evening, we'll have Packer football on the radio this evening. Pre-game time, 5 o'clock, the Packers in the Motor City to take on the Lions. Last night, Jalen Johnson had 23 and 13 rebounds, and the Atlanta Hawks halted Milwaukee's winning streak at 7 games, beating the Bucks 119-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 10 rebounds to lead Milwaukee. Elsewhere last night, Miami 134, the Lakers 93, Boston 130, Detroit 120, Brooklyn 99, Indiana 90, Orlando 106, Philadelphia 102, and Minnesota beat the Clippers 108-80. Keyshawn Gilbert matched his season high with 24, and number 6 Iowa State beat number 5 Marquette 81-70 last evening. Gilbert sustained a nose injury late in the game but returned to help the Cyclones finish strong and get the win. Marquette's next action is coming up Saturday, a big game against the Wisconsin Badgers. Creighton knocked off number 1 Kansas last night, 76-63. Number 9 Duke over number 2 Auburn, 84-78. From the NHL, Boston 4-2 over Chicago, Toronto 3, Nashville 2, Vegas 4, Anaheim 1, Los Angeles 3-2 over Dallas.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or rcpac.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center. Here we go. Are you ready? A 1 and a 2 and aerobic polka for you and me. Sammy Egan, Big John Schirmerhorn, and the Milwaukee Polka, right away from the Dairyland Jubilee. Used to watch that after church every Sunday when I was just a weenie. Here's Len Anderson.
Ain't it kind of funny? They say a fool never learns. Play with fire and it always burns. Don't it kind of get you down? You treat me worse than before, but I keep coming back for more. 'Cause you're a deceiver and I'm a believer. It's just a game I know, but I can't seem to let go. So fool me, fool me one more time. You can fake just for a time's sake. Look in my eyes, tell me those lies, and just fool me, fool me one more time. Don't it make you wonder why I keep playing make-believe? Do you really think I'm that naive? Don't it make you sad? I'm acting like I've got it made, even though it's just a masquerade. 'Cause you're a deceiver and I'm a believer. It's just a game I know, but I can't seem to let go. So fool me, fool me one more time. You can fake just for old time's sake. Look in my eyes, tell me those lies, and just fool me, fool me one more time. Fool me, fool me one more time. You can fake just for old time's sake. Look in my eyes, tell me those lies, and just fool me, fool me one more time. Come on, fool me one more time. Fool me one more time. Honey, fool me one more time. Fool me one more time.
Well, today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache spin. And then today I started loving you again. Now what a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known was yet to come, and the crying time for me had just begun. And then today I started loving you again. Oh, but I'm right back where I really have all.
On the old Light in the Milk House show. That should warm things up a little bit. Boy, we need something. Wind chills down around 10 below, I'm sorry to report. The actual reading is 6 above zero. Today's high, 23. It'll be blustery and cold. Looks like about one more day of that really windy stuff. Not as bad as yesterday, but lows of 9 tonight, and then up near 30 tomorrow and slightly warmer. 6 above right now in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The renewable fuels industry gets some good news from the U.S. Treasury concerning the 45Z tax credit guidance. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The numbers say it all. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn delivers a 9.3 bushel per acre yield advantage over competitors. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation says declining farm incomes threaten the future sustainability of family farms. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from the Michigan Farm Bureau State Annual Meeting.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall tells Brownfield.
We're really concerned about some of our farmers being able to get operating loans this year. It's been a very, very difficult time.
This week, USDA forecasts net farm incomes for the year to decline by 4% to more than $140 billion. Over the past 2 years, Duvall says row crop producers have lost more than $50 billion.
And you couple that with the ag trade deficit, along with the economy that we've been working with and inflation, all those put together has just really put a really strain on our family farms.
Net farm income for all producers is down nearly 25% from 2 years ago. In Grand Rapids, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
A U.S. Treasury official says renewable fuel producers will be able to take advantage of sustainable aviation fuel tax credits next year. Treasury spokesman Michael Martinez tells Brownfield the Treasury anticipates issuing guidance before the end of the Biden administration, and that will enable eligible producers to claim the 45Z credit for 2025. Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President Troy Breedenkamp tells Brownfield he's not surprised by reports that a full-fledged 45Z regulation won't be finalized by Inauguration Day, but a full-blown rulemaking may not be necessary at this time.
We are pleased that the administration officials that we still talk to are still telling us that they intend to issue guidance that will allow producers to demonstrate sufficient detail and ways to claim the credit for 2025 tax year.
John Fear with Growth Energy says the industry needs long-term certainty.
Because these are new investments. This is not something we've made before. This is essentially taking alcohol and supercharging it so you can use it in a plane. And in order to do that, you have to build a pretty costly facility, but you got to have years available. You got to have a way to pencil that out.
45Z tax credits were created by the Inflation Reduction Act. A North Dakota farmer says the 2024 crop year went better than expected for him. Josh Gackle says,
soybean crop was so-so, corn crop was pretty nice. Anytime we can finish up there before Thanksgiving, I feel pretty good.
Gackle says there were a good number of dry days this fall to get most of his field work done. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade was pretty quiet again Wednesday. Bids did surface at $190 live and $295 stressed, both in Nebraska. The rest of cattle country was quiet. Asking prices were at $192 to $194 live in the south, while nothing was floated out of the north. At the Philip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 400 to 450 pounds were $15 higher. Steers 650 to 700 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Feeder heifers 500 to 550 pounds were $10 to $12 higher, and feeder heifers 550 to 600 pounds were $4 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was good for several load lots and many packages, all of which sold on a very strong active market. Medium and large one feeder steers 561 to 596 pounds brought $318 to $338. Medium and large one feeder heifers 553 to 587 pounds brought $289 to $308.50. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $250 at $308.33. Select was $237 lower at $277.70. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong, which is helping provide price support, but there are concerns about consistency in domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 73 cents with a weighted average of 87.62. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.06 lower with a weighted average of 87.63. And the Western Corn Belt down $1.14 with a weighted average of 87.63. Pork values were about steady, down just a penny at 89.60. Loins and butts were both sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 3,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by lower box beef during the session and waiting for direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day lower with lingering concerns about domestic demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim Sakoxa Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a good sale. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. WGLR holiday auction will be December 7th. Start time is approximately 8:15 a.m. Online only auction ending December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.timsakauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were a dollar lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are down in the generally favorable crop weather in South America. January beans were 8 lower at 983 and 3 quarters. March was down 7.5 at 989 and 3 quarters. March corn was down 2.25 at 430. May was 2.5 lower at 435.5. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the midday box beef while getting ready for direct business. February live was down 75 at 188.32, and April was 65 lower at 190.50. January feeders were down 235 at 256.95. And hogs were lower on questions about sustained domestic pork demand. February was down $1.50 at 86.35, and April lean was 132 lower at 91. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
If you live on a farm or other rural residence with a private water well, you'll want to hear today's edition of Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When was the last time you tested your well water on the farm? Same goes for other wells in rural locales. This is Stacy Minson, a watershed specialist with Kansas State University Extension.
Those private domestic wells for household use, nobody's regulating those. Those are up to that private well owner. So we need to start deciding every year, 1st of January, 15th of July, we put a note in our calendars or on our phone so we get a reminder to test those private wells.
Minson recommends testing regularly, especially if farming activities happen right next to a well.
If we would have a feeding area right above this private well, if that wellhead is not secure and sealed, we could have that bacteria and that nitrate running into that wellhead, contaminating that private domestic drinking water well and not even know it. You know, if we're mixing fertilizer, filling the spray tanks right by the well, which, you know, we need the water, just paying attention because we could easily contaminate wells and not even think anything of it because that's where we've always done that.
A link for info on the private drinking water well program in every state is available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide variety of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a special Papa Alliance black-hided calf and yearling sale. Please note, no Holsteins for this event. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
There's a little more butter and cheese on the shelves. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA says cheese and butter production was up in October while dry products and whey production fell. The National Ag Statistics Service says total cheese output for October was 1.23 billion pounds, 1% above 2023, 5.6% higher than September. Italian-type cheese totaled 512 million pounds, up 0.5% from a year ago. American-type cheese, 486 million pounds, down 0.2% on the year. Butter production totaled 167 million pounds in October, 3.1% higher than a year ago. Dry whey production fell. Lactose production was up a little, and whey protein concentrate production rose 2.3%. Non-fat dry milk production fell 2.7%, and skim milk powder production dropped 24.1%, down to just 41 million pounds. Regular hard ice cream production was up 11.8% in October. Low-fat ice cream, as well as sherbet and frozen yogurt production, saw declines. Dairy margins continued to improve in November. The National Milk Producers Federation says the monthly margin under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program in September set a second straight record high at 15.57 hundredweight. The Federation says the increased profitability is a result of falling feed costs, better milk prices, and some recovery from a mid-year dairy export slump. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices down 2.25 cents at 70 and a quarter with three sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3 cents at 170, four sales there. Cheese barrels up 1.75 cents at 166 and three quarters, three sales. Butter went up 1.75 cents to 254, 10 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk dropped 0.5 cent to 137 with 15 sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Ellie Robinson from Mineral Point High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Ellie loves high school sports and will get the opportunity to take her skill to the college ranks in cross country.
I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that have helped me get to that level and glad that I worked hard and was able to commit to South Dakota State.
She grew up on a farm and said 4-H and FFA have helped her grow.
I think FFA is a great organization. They provide a lot of knowledge about not just agriculture, but life in general. FFA really does make you get out there a little bit. It also teaches you a lot of values and skills. Like, I've learned a lot about responsibility, hard work ethic.
She's enjoying volunteering and working to help others.
I think it's very important to help others who are not as fortunate. I think it's important that they have a good life and they get the opportunities that other people have.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all.
crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we in the still.
So right.
Some warm thoughts from Ronnie Millsap, getting lost in the 50s tonight here on WRCO with wind chills down there in that below zero. But anyway, I guess there are better days. There are better things coming up, right? Toward the weekend's going to be a little bit better, and more about that is coming up with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. He'll have the latest results on all of his weather checking here in just a little bit from WRCO Radio.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage dream, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door. Working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. See you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star. Pretty house and shining cars. Swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door. All except the boy next door. Who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. Saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars. Gave up all her wealth and fame. Left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
I want to go to the candy store. Absolutely. That's Johnny Cash on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. We're at 6 degrees.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho, ho, ho!
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, cold and blustery weather with us today, but the wind will gradually subside this afternoon as high pressure in the northern plains gets closer. There's still some lake effect snow in northern Wisconsin that will fall apart as well. Generally, a quiet couple of days shaping up. Temperatures will be on the upswing as well starting tomorrow afternoon, and especially over the weekend. In fact, readings could be as much as 15 degrees above normal on Sunday. A weather system will try to organize and move across the area Sunday evening into early Monday. Might bring us some spotty light precipitation, although any steadier rain is expected to stay east of Wisconsin, and any steadier snow back in parts of Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. We are expecting cooler weather to return by Tuesday of next week, but nothing too drastic for this time of the year. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly with a high near 23. Northwest wind around 15 to 20 miles an hour, diminishing to 10 this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear tonight on the cold side, low near 9 degrees, with a light westerly wind. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and slightly warmer, high at 29 degrees, west wind near 10. Friday night, a few clouds, low at 17. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and mild, high near 40. As we get into Sunday, increasing clouds, even warmer, 20% chance of drizzle or sprinkles by late evening. Low temperature Sunday morning, 30, with a high all the way up to 50. Monday, a small chance of drizzle early in the day, otherwise mostly cloudy, not quite as warm. Low in the mid-30s, high near 43. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, seasonably cool. Low 23 with a high of 31. There is a chance of some light snow showers Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Otherwise, breezy and cool on Wednesday with a high near 26. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 6 degrees in Richland Center. 36 was yesterday's high. We did pick up a half inch of snow here at the studios last night. The record high, 64 in 1998. The record low goes way back to 1886 at 15 below zero. Last year's high was 37 and the low, 33. Sun's